Luke 14, verse 25, I think.
Great consolations last night.
Did you leave the last two?
Last one. Six.
Well, you missed last. You didn't read six or seven.
Was it six and seven?
Well, the week before, when I didn't make the last 2 weeks, and so the last week, Sunday before last, the consolation wasn't read.
So I guess six or seven?
Six was last week, seven was this
week.
Okay.
I guess we read 63, Isaiah 62. Hmm? Did you say 62?
All right. Luke 14, 25. Actually. If any man, or if any, it says, come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. We spent a lot of time talking about that on Friday. I don't know that we learned anything. Let's just look at a bunch of places and see how hate is used. This word messio means to detest, abhor, or to hate. Anybody have any thoughts about it since the last time we met?
Or did even there was something in Consolations that implied this whole thing. Maybe it was the exhortations. God hates anything that is not of him. Knowing that all of him is our calling, the best thing for us. So as we get out of that way, his wrath is stirred.
Well, let's just start looking at some of these words. Hate. Go to Matthew 10. Let's start in verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men, or of all, for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee unto another, for verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel until the Son of Man be come. So it says, if we're his followers, we will be hated of all men. We've talked about this many, many times, but it's the same word, messio. Hate. And why shall you be hated of all men? Because if you're truly following him, you're a threat to every form of thought there is in time and space, or ever was, or ever will be. Amen? Anybody agree? Matthew 24. You know, it was about this time, back at my conversion, when I was studying all this. I didn't want to be hated of all men. That's just stupid. And so this is one of the other milestones when I finally accepted it. To go from being a politician, never putting anybody in a corner, always, you know, I was great at cocktail parties and small talk.
Chat.
I could chat with the best of them. But everything turned upside down after that. Why does Jeff have a wine bottle on his table?
That's mine.
Oh. So it's not yours. I mean, it's
not
Jeff's.
Not
I was about to accuse him of something.
Repent.
Matthew 24. Well, let's just start in verse 9, otherwise we'll spend all day on this one. 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. All right, go to Luke 6. Verse 22. This is the Beatitudes. We'll just read only 22. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Blessed are you when men shall hate you. Seems to be a theme here. God has really blessed me today with a new car. Oh yeah, everybody hates me. But they don't hate you because you're a believer. They hate you because you're a fool. Luke, let's do also in verse 27 of chapter 6. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. Him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take that coat also. These things are getting a little too close to home. Let's go to Luke 19 now. Verse 11. And as they heard, well, this is Zacchaeus, who was a biggie, a big deal. Well, let's just read it. Verse 1. Jesus entered and passed through to Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as also he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Occupy until I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. We don't have time to read all that. The point of it is, the people hated this guy, and then all the rest of it happened in this parable. Let's go to John 3. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now again, here, this is a blanket. This goes all the way across, but it always sounds like we're talking about someone else. But to understand this better, it could be easily translated, equally translated. Because their deeds were of the evil one. In other words, every man can only walk according to the evil one. We've talked about this. Every one of us, we spent our lifetime walking according to the prince of the power of the air. Everyone that walketh according to the prince of the power of the air, that hasn't come to the end of himself, by definition hates the light. Now, again, let me read it again. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were of the evil one. This is why, you know, this is, you really have to, you have to almost be played in the cosmic poker game. You've got to make sure. Do you esteem what the world esteems? Then you're in trouble. Do you want what the world wants? Do you fear what the world fears? All, you know, we can go on forever, but the point of it is, that's where you need to find out. Do you really follow him, or are you still following your mind in his name? The reason men hate the light is because the light cost them their life. And that's not ever going to be popular. Amen?
You're like cockroaches.
All right. Luke, John 7. This is one of these really weird statements. And starting verse 6. Well, let's start in verse 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, or spent his time in Galilee. For he would not walk in Jewry, or Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, the brethren there means it was his family. It was his brothers and sisters, and it was his near family. Said unto him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see thy works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. And the other place says they thought he was nuts. Do you understand that? His family didn't believe him. I can't remember where it is. It's John 3, I think. But anyway, it says, maybe it's here somewhere. But anyway, I can't remember where it is.
They encouraged him to go into...
They were speaking satirically. Because they didn't believe him. They didn't believe in him. You know, his mother and brothers came to see him. And he paid any attention to him. He said, these are the ones he was talking to, the believers, these are my brothers and sisters and mother. I mean, we forget how radical this guy was. And he is. It didn't change. But how we tiptoe through the tulips. All right. In verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil, or of the evil one. Go you up to this feast. I go not yet unto the feast, for my time is not fully come. You understand? First of all, it was a pilgrimage feast. Every male from 12 on up had to appear before each feast in Jerusalem. Women didn't have to because they were covered by the men. Now there's no difference. There's no male or female. So they were challenging him. All right, my good brother, you're saying and doing all these things here. Go do it in Jerusalem. Go do it at the Feast of Tabernacles when all the people are here. They said these things because they believed not on him. Then they said, your time is always. Everybody understand? All right, John 15. And from yours and mine.
Yeah, and that's where he couldn't give any breath to that way of thinking. So totally opposed to God.
Well, but he did end up going to the feast. He went.
But for his own reasons, not because they
right, right. He went because it was of the law, and he had to fulfill it.
They wanted to go and show off and do tricks.
Right. Well, they were challenging him because, you remember, no good thing could come out of Galilee?
Yeah.
That was the common adage back then. The reason is it was called Galilee of the Nations, which means they were the Aggies of, or the Swedes of, anyway, you get the picture. And so, go down where the real Jews are that are know the law. These people up here don't know the law. Go down there and pull your tricks. All right, chapter 15 of John. This is the vine and the branches. He just finished the vine and the branches. Then in verse 18 it says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Does the world hate you? Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And he and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Where he says, this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. That's Psalm Let's look at that. Psalm 35.
I'm just thinking about what you just said. They hate that you've been with me from the beginning. And to hear that from a time point of view, it was a long time ago. But from an eternal point of view, it was not. Where did we go?
Psalm 35. We should read the whole thing, but we won't. Just go to verse 17. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink at the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. So anyway, that's they hated me without a cause. Then let's just do the next three verses in chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, and the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And the word service here is latria. That means the highest service that can be done in the temple. They that kill you will think they're doing God holy service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Remember the thing we've talked about so often. In the first century church, there were three rebuffs. The first one was that somebody comes, wants to be part. You fool, don't you know you'll lose everything you want to sell over the year? There's some scriptures, go away and think about it. Comes back the second time. I said, I've read them and I still want to be a part of it. And I said, you fool. Don't you know you'll be hated of all men and they'll call you demon possessed? Here's some scriptures. Go away and think about it. And he comes back the third time. Yes, I've read these. I still want to be a part. And they said, don't you know they'll kill you and think they're doing God holy service? He said, yes, I know. I still want to be a part. Then he was accepted. Exactly opposite of what evangelism is today. So the only ones that can hear the word are those, the paktos, the poor. They're tired of making bricks without straw. Whatever they're doing doesn't satisfy or give them peace. Mine does not sustain them. No matter how much money they have, no matter how much prestige, only the poor can hear him. But we've made a mockery out of it. All right, well, that's some of hate. We've got many more to do. Anybody have any response to any of this? Is that just, is this just words to you, or is it meaning? The world doesn't hate you, why? Because you haven't revealed who you are. That great psalm, it's Psalm 42, I think. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is this Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Except what it says, is this Mount Zion of the new Jerusalem, shrouded in a mystery, the city of the great king, veiled in a mystery. Eyes can't see it, senses can't know it. They know nothing about it. They might have the right words, but their life shows they don't. Take it, big guy.